Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, Meghan, being led down the aisle by the Prince of Wales, Harry is waiting at the altar, and now the lovely bride, dressed head to toe in white silk, looking lovely. The guests are seeing her, and she makes her way to the altar at the Abbey. The royal family is very pleased to welcome the Markle family.
How are you doing?
I'm sorry. I watched 3 minutes of it today. I watched 3 minutes, and that was all I could stand with the show that we used to watch religiously, the Today Show, which is now the Today Suck Show. It is just so...
With a day out, what are they covering?
They cover nothing.
I mean, what did they give you?
In the 3 minutes, this is what I got. They normally fly over Buckingham Palace a British flag. Today, they fly a different flag because the Queen is in residence. And Meghan Markle's mother is going to meet the Queen. I got that. And then they kicked it off to the most overrated journalist, and calling her a journalist is not accurate. Natalie Morales,
who was
wearing a crown. And by the way, and this is what she was put on this earth for. That is the level of journalism that they give to her. And she had the crown, and she was out in the crowd, and she showed a road where they're going to be coming down. And then there was another couple of journalists, if you want to call them that were sitting in an open carriage. It was a suck fest.
Well, it's great that they brought her back, because remember, they parceled off to what? Access Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's not even, she shouldn't even be there anymore.
Or Billy Bush.
Yeah.
She's
best covering weddings and the Willendas.
Billy Bush. Billy, and how the mighty have fallen. Where's Billy Bush?
This would have been a great gig for him.
$20 million will heal a lot of pain, Mike. Yeah.
Did he get a $20 million buyout?
So he got a buyout. His deal was for roughly $20 million.
Right.
And
they paid him?
Allegedly, just to make it go away, he was paid out.
Oh, if I was Billy Bush, I'd be on an island somewhere, too. Why not?
He wants to get back in the game, Mike. You know how it goes.
Hey, can I get that in 20s?
Wasn't there a rumor that Billy Bush was... Natalie Morales was involved with Lauer?
Long-standing rumor, even before the Me Too stuff.
And doesn't it seem logical that now that we know all that stuff about Matt Lauer, that those rumors were probably true?
He could have allegedly shipped off his his back burner chick to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's probably
Access
what happened.
Morales.
If he was in exile. If Matt Lauer was such a horn doggy.
Yeah.
And then it's probably true. But who knows?
Tua's getting long in the tooth as well.
Well, she's had some plastic surgery.
She looks pretty good these days.
Sorry about that.
That's there fine. We are.
Who hasn't?
Just
Mike?
Being like the
who has
not? I haven't.
You best believe. Once I get into the plastic surgery realm, I'm in.
No, let me tell you about plastic surgery.
You're going to end up looking like your painting.
Oh, I hope so. Nice and smooth.
If I was here's why I will never have plastic surgery, because I've always said that if I got to my ideal weight, that I would have plastic surgery and fix the turkey neck.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. So I'm very confident.
Why wouldn't
that,
you do like, I think there's a, I heard of a biofreeze. When I was in, my mom was getting Botox. I think it was.
Did you look at every pamphlet?
No, my mom was, the doctor was looking at my mother as any doctor, any good doctor, taking her time and saying, if you are interested, we could do this. And she mentioned something with free.
Upselling.
With freezing.
Like they'd upsell you a drink in a restaurant.
Absolutely.
But they're medical professionals.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. This is cosmetic
He had
medicine,
a business
right?
card and everything.
It's cosmetic medicine, so it's different.
Is it a doctor?
She's a doctor, yes.
I'm a chiropractor.
Yes.
Okay.
So I expect her to show me the catalog and give me all the options, right?
Yeah.
So as she showed my mom, she's like, we could take this off, we could freeze this off. And the freezing part, if I'm not mistaken, was down below the chin. Because, you know, older ladies get that turkey neck.
You mean they can freeze off, like, whole hunks of body?
They can freeze off the fat.
Because I've had warts
frozen off.
It's
under the skin, Rob. It's under the skin. So it's the fat.
Okay.
So you still have the droopy, nasty skin.
But then they probably
there.
Correct that with, like, a...
They tighten that up.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I have no intention of doing it because it's to...
But think
it
about
would be
shaping, shaping your face. Give me a little more shape.
Why should I shape my face when I am still... fatter than I want to be. Here's the thing. I look at people that have had the work done.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people that have all the money in the world, when you look at overly done, and you see it down here, you go
out. I see
out
a lot of
these,
cat women on television.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You go down to Naples, Florida. Go down to Naples, Florida, and you see these 70-year-old women that have had a lot of work done.
They can't even turn their head to the left or the right.
They look like real cougars.
Yeah.
Let father time. I mean, what are you talking about? You're talking about 20 years. You're talking about 20 years worth of having that.
Yeah.
And, it's just not, it doesn't, and men that do it on TV, yeah, let me see, great examples of men, the worst example.
Jack Wagner.
Performed out here. No, the worst example is Barry Manilow.
Oh, no, that guy, he looked like a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, and it's plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand if you're in the public eye, why you do that type of thing, but I just think that when you talk about people aging, whether they be on camera or not on camera, I think the natural aging process is perfectly fine.
I think on camera it's different, Mike, because it's different for men. Let's be clear, because men can age gracefully because we have a sexist society, right? That's just the rules, ladies. You get free drinks,
gracefully. The Marlboro Man factor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, you're kind of the grizzled old line-covered Marlboro
Man. If that's how you make your money and it's this world of youth, and we talk about it here all the time on air and off air, that – you know, and listen to me, people that listen to the show, wonderful TMOS-aholics, you cannot age out. People talk about aging out on a regular basis. And aging out means that you stop spending your money on our advertisers. Don't do that.
No, don't do it.
No, all right.
Save that plastic surgery money.
And also,
Oscar talks about our audience aging out all the time, which is hysterical to me.
And
that's why raise your children with this show.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, please.
And if you haven't done it when they were 12 or 13 and they're now getting to be in their late teens or early 20s, you get them on this show because the show is it will appeal to people from the womb to the tomb.
Always.
To this day.
Yes.
We are still highly entertaining,
the first
ladies and gentlemen,
time
just like the Three Stooges.
I was ever...
We'll never go away.
The first time I was ever exposed to plastic surgery in the entertainment world was with a jock on WHFS who was working for MTV2.
Okay.
And they blatantly told him that if you got your chin worked on, you will be on MTV1.
Oh, he can make the move
to the big
dog. He
can make the move to MTV1.
Go
right?
to the dance. You're going to the dance.
Not...
Now, see, that's... professional, and I can almost
he was still a
sympathize
DJ.
With it.
DJ.
But I can sympathize. Hold on. I can sympathize with someone doing it because they thought, well, this is the ticket to get on there. And by the way, women in Hollywood that do not need plastic surgery to look younger have certainly had modifications when they were younger to get a certain role or two.
Moonves' wife?
Oh, Julie Chen.
She had her eyes rounded.
Yes, Julie Chen.
She did. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a story a few years back. But this is what I will tell you about my impression of plastic surgery, even on the Hollywood level. I think great plastic surgery is so rare. It is so rare that these doctors, and there's so many of them out there, nail it. And when you nail it, you know how you know that? You know it because you don't know. You don't. If someone is out there, and I, you know, you could look at somebody
and
say,
but you don't know.
Did she or didn't she? But most of the time, especially when they're not in Hollywood, they end up looking like...
Renee Zellweger.
You know,
they look like they're built for speed,
but
they're definitely built for pleasure.
That's not what I'm... You're just using a cliche to throw a cliche in. We're having a discussion.
And
I'm
also,
turning into
I think,
Jerry Seinfeld.
I think
why are you throwing the cliche in for no reason?
I think there's another thing at play. It's like tattoos. I think plastic surgery is addictive. I think people get one tweak and then they can't stop. Usually after the second one.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Exactly. It's like Pringles.
No,
that fits.
If you are going to look like a marionette, you're going to advertise the fact that you've had it done.
Yeah.
You know, I'll use my dear departed mom. It's close to Mother's Day and I've been feeling nostalgic because her birthday was in April and now it's May. My mom was a very beautiful woman who lived on a very, very limited fixed income for a number of years and was able to always make herself look very, very presentable. And she never, you know, messed around with that. And all the my mom's buddies, there were women that really looked great. You get them all the time.
Yes.
And the key to doing it is not to have some surgeon carve into your
skin.
Stay
out of the sun, too.
Well, the sun is what's doing it in the first place.
My mom lived in the sun. My mom loved hanging out by a pool. Mm. I remember our community pool.
Where's sunblock?
Back in the day. They didn't have it back then.
No.
They just sit there and put oil on.
Yeah, they would oil to amplify the cancer.
And smoke their cigarettes.
Do you have any cancer accelerants in your bag, Dolores? Yes, I have baby oil. Thank you.
It just
hot soup.
I have hot soup. Yes, Aunt Lydia. The only thing is, I know that if I continue to lose weight, that this turkey neck would be problematic. Remember when RJ lost all the weight and he had that jowl of jowls?
Yes.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. The loose
because
skin.
He'd lost the loose skin.
Yeah.
That would be, I would entertain perhaps some type of thing with that.
I think he corrected it, though.
Yes.
He got fat again.
That's the best way to
do it. That's the best way to keep your skin taut.
So that answers the question. I'm 59 years old in June 22nd. And if I lose 75 pounds and I notice I've got the turkey neck, it's start eating again. Make it go away. That's how I'll do it. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Anita?
Hey, Mom.
Want something to eat?
Oh, no thanks. I already ate.
Are you sure? I made soy cutlets.
I'm fine. I already ate.
Wait. You've been kissing.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I can tell.
You can't tell.
Not only can I tell, I know who it is. It's Daryl. What you got under your coat?
Nickels.
It's unfair that we can't listen to our music.
It's because it is about drugs and promiscuous sex.
Simon and Garfunkel is poetry.
Yes, it's poetry. It is the poetry of drugs and promiscuous sex. Honey, they're on pot.
First it was butter. Then it was sugar and white flour. Bacon, eggs, bologna, rock and roll, motorcycles. Then it was celebrating Christmas on a day in September when you knew it wouldn't be commercialized. What else are you gonna ban?
Honey, you want to rebel against knowledge. I'm trying to give you the cliff notes on how to live life in this world.
We're like nobody else I know.
I am a college professor. Why can't I teach my own kids?
Daryl says that you use knowledge to keep me down. He says I'm a yes person and you are trying to raise us in a no environment.
Well, clearly, no is a word Daryl doesn't hear much.
I can't live here! I hate you! Even William hates you!
I don't hate her.
You do hate her. You don't even know the truth.
Sweetheart, don't be a drama queen.
Feck you!
Hey!
This is a house of lies!
There it is. Your sister used the F word.
I think she said feck.
What's the difference?
The letter U.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Mike.
What's that from, Rob?
That's Almost Famous.
Oh my God!
I haven't watched that movie in a long time, and I watched it. And I said, "That's great.
That's
really
an oldie but goodie." We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app. We love it. It's got time-coded bookmarks. It's got leather. It's got a beautiful, beautiful paint job. It's got customized settings and a sleep timer. It's got massage function, the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere, and it smells like peaches. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We'd like to say hello to our good friends in the same building that we live in Washington, D.C. Cornerstone First Financial, a wonderful group of people, and they're now helping out millennials. Millennial homeowners are 10 times more likely to get to be millionaires than their renting counterparts. That means you want to buy instead of rent. You've heard that for years.
Yeah.
It happens to be true. Probably one of the truest financial sayings that I've heard in my lifetime is, why rent when you can buy? It's better to have an asset. And I will tell you this, buying makes good financial sense. If you're paying $2,500 a month in rent, that's the equivalent of a $3,100 mortgage payment when you calculate the tax benefits. And that equals $500,000 in a mortgage loan. Why rent when you can own? Invest in your future. Cornerstone First Financial will hold your hand. They'll walk you through the process, and they'll make sure that you get the best deal for you and your family. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and now Colorado.
Don't Colorado? Wait.
Colorado, now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you.
Yay.
To my social media friends, there are many of you, and I must say that I will forego for the rest of the Washington Capitals run my borderline negative, actually totally negative, posts about the Washington Capitals when they depress me and when they make me sad. The Washington Capitals are doing what they've done before. They're having a little torture session with their fans right now. And last night, I just couldn't keep it in my pants. I had to write something negative because I'm so frustrated when I sit there.
You got to let it out.
And last night, I directed my wrath at the all-star goalie for the Washington Capitals, Mr. Braden Holtby, who is a fine model-looking man. He looks like a male model. He has television looks. And I directed my wrath at him because every time they would score a goal and every time they ever do score a goal and it's on television, he takes his helmet off and his mask off and he just washes his hair with water or does what he does, a little head shake, and it pisses me off because it seems to me that every time the opposition scores a goal, they're giving him national television time. And that doesn't make sense.
I love the fact that you phrased it last night. I don't need a shampoo commercial every time Tampa Bay scores.
I don't. And it seems, I don't know what
that's
the other
gimmick,
goalie looks like.
He's also beautiful. I guess. I don't know.
Not as beautiful.
He's from, he's from spy country. He's from other country.
So maybe
he's
best
of Europe. Vasiliki.
He's undercover.
Or Vasiliev.
Best if he smiles with his mouth shut.
He doesn't
Vasilevsky
show.
Or Vasilevsky or something. It's Moose and Squirrelsky. He's one of those guys.
And so
he's
Moose and Squirrelsky.
Moose and Squirrel. But Braden Holtby, they will score a goal. The opposition, the Tampa Bay Bolts, the Lightning will score a goal, and then you will immediately see a close-up of the Washington Capitals goalie, Braden Holtby, and he's going like this. Like that. Every freaking time they score a goal, and it pisses me off, because if I was the coach, I would say, hey, dude, you don't get a camera shot every time. And he knows he's on camera.
Oh, of course.
He's gotten TV contracts.
His agent's definitely been like, hey.
Yeah, it's
time.
Like, yeah, man, every time you take, because you're going to get a close-up.
Yeah, close-up
and it's
shot.
This dance.
Have we heard
they
from Procter & Gamble yet? No, we'll keep showing your hair.
Do I want them to, would I love the Capitals to have a shutout next game? Yes, I would. But watch the next game, because when Tampa scores, they go immediately to a close-up. This is a dance that is done between the NBC people and Braden Holtby, and Oscar's absolutely right, and probably some television agent out there, and I think it sucks. And by the way, the other guy, I didn't notice the other guy giving us a beautiful
camera. He's too busy winning, Mike.
He's too busy, elevating his game. Yeah. Elevating his game. So that's it. If I sound like I'm getting a little stressed out, it's because I'm getting a little stressed out. See you Saturday night in Tampa.
Then the final game is back in D.C., right?
It's not the final game. That's the fifth game.
Oh,
there are
Rob.
Seven games. There are seven games, so there's a seventh game on Monday night, and then there will be a fifth game on Saturday night,
right.
A sixth game on Monday night, and then perhaps a seventh game on Wednesday night.
Okay, all right.
You should let Mike
go,
do the driving when
they go back
this.
And forth and back and
that's
forth
what I
and
do.
Back and forth. It's
but
just
a bitch. Oh, we were talking?
Bitch. Let him bitch.
I'm sorry. Was this Michael?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. My bad.
And now I am going to officially piss off a massive segment of our listening audience.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Because I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to stick to my guns on it. You've heard me talk about the Washington Capitals and how they've hurt me for, what, 30 years? 30-plus years, the Washington Capitals have been teasing me and hurting me and never winning a championship.
Yeah. Chess.
I'm here to tell you this. In the event that Tampa comes back and defeats our Washington Capitals, the relationship will be over because I will be surrendering my hockey loyalty to the Florida team. And I will raise my son.
Oh, that is blasphemous.
I'm not so sure it's true.
That is.
Well, no, it's not. Here's what I said to my wife last night. First of all, the truth is.
Poor Carla.
I will probably root for the Eastern Conference team in the Stanley Cup final, regardless of who wins. So, and I went to, can I tell you what happened?
We are the greatest coast, the Eastern one. Yeah.
What about the Golden Knights? They look pretty cool.
The Golden Knights are Vegas. We have lots of fans in Vegas too, but that's an expansion team. There's a lifetime of hockey.
They're winners, Mike.
They are winners. There's nothing like an
expansion team. You know what I think, Mr. Hobbs? I think you're a loser.
Now that's a Darren McGavern. Kid, I think you're a loser. I think you're a loser. You're yesterday's news, kid. So I love that movie. God, we featured it so much this week.
I know.
I went to Tampa. They were beaten by my beloved Washington Capitals. And then as I was walking to my car after the game, there was laughter. There was banter. They were chill about it. And I found myself feeling kind of a kindred relationship with the Tampa Bay Lightning fans simply because I liked the way they do. I know this is pissing people off right now. I'm just telling you what I experienced. And they put on an amazing show before the game. And it would be a very pleasant experience to take my little guy 2 hours up the road to watch this team. It's where you live and it's regional and all that. But with that said, I will always be a Washington Capitals fan. It's just the question of the way I raise my kid.
Okay,
He doesn't have.
What
the,
are you going to do when you move from Florida?
Eventually, you'll have enough. When I move from Florida, I will be. I know the team I'll be rooting for. It'll be the Angels.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. California.
Here we come. No, death.
Death.
Oh. Death.
I think what Oscar he misphrased it. What happens when you move into
Anaheim?
Florida, like underground? Moving into Florida.
No, I don't think I'd be buried in Florida. I'll be up in Maine. That's where I
do they bury people down there?
In Maine,
flat rate
in Florida.
In Florida, yeah. I thought it was it's so moist.
Rob, no,
they just put them out with the trash like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly what Florida is. Because the only normal people live in Virginia, where you've lived your whole life.
Gay
tours.
That's
what they are, yes.
Mike, can I? You mentioned something, and
yes.
It's going to take 2 minutes. The Golden Knights have their pre-show, their pre-game festivities up online now. You can find it on anybody's. If you even type in Golden Knights onto Facebook, you'll see it.
Okay. Yeah, they're playing Winnipeg, by the way.
Yes.
Boo.
And I know for the Winter Classic, for the outdoor series, and for the playoffs, each team really steps up their game with the pregame ritual, right? The pregame festivities on the ice. And I know for some time that they've been projections of games and scoreboards onto the ice. These as a big projecting screen.
It's very cool.
That's their
right?
new thing is that they take a projector and they shoot a television image onto the ice surface.
So cool.
And they also put scrims down in in silk scrims and they shoot on everything becomes a TV screen. It's pretty elaborate the way they're doing
it. The Golden Knights have taken this pregame ritual presentation, celebration, whatever you want to pump up the crowd and on television to the next level.
Really?
They actually have knights fighting on the ice.
Now, like medieval days of old knights?
Medieval knights.
Wow. Jesus.
And when you see this on television, there's no way to oversell it. It is the best pregame celebration I have ever seen in my life. I watched it 3 times, and you know how much I hate doing that, like sitting there watching the same thing.
The hardest thing about the production of that pregame is getting the skates on the horses.
Well, how do the knights skate? Right? Like,
I don't know.
It's Vegas.
Well, what?
It's,
you mean to tell me, hold on. Do you mean to tell me they actually have horses out there?
No, they have knights fighting on the ice.
So no, with swords. No horses.
With swords.
Whoa.
And then
sword fighting.
They incorporate the projection onto the ice in order to show what is a runway on an aircraft carrier and a jet that is about to take off in front of the knight. Like if you have somebody standing in front of a tank on Tiananmen Square.
Man, wow. You actually logged time with this. You actually watched this.
The knight
tells a story.
The knight cuts the jet in half. It is awesome.
So there's an actual CGI presentation.
Yes! Yes!
Oh my God. Oscar has adopted his Golden Knights. That's it. He's very excited.
No, I'm a Cavs fan, but I sat there and said, we'll never see that. And Vegas has...
You see that, honey? They done cut a jet right in half.
Vegas.
Meanwhile, how about some from the Tampa Bay Organist? Can we hear a little of that? Let's listen to this guy. He's really good.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, that's the worst.
I got there early Sunday night. I was digging this guy.
I love an arena organist. Oh, I think it's great.
An arena organ is the greatest thing. The giant pipe organ.
Yeah.
Behind just one of these $50,000 organs, you know.
Yeah. In Vegas, they're cutting jets in half. In Tampa, they've got the organist. And meanwhile, at the Capital One Arena, you're trying to find a cow in the crowd to get a sandwich.
You know what it is, though? It's a guy. It's
I do
one
like that
guy
bit,
playing
though.
This musical instrument, and he's talented, and they did a fantastic. They had a band and all that. What do the Capitals do? You guys have been to more
they
than
do,
I have.
They do, Dick.
They really don't do anything.
Do they really do nothing?
They do some projections on the ice.
They do the projections. But I'm telling you, Mike, once you watch this Golden Knights video, you're going to be like, man,
yeah, they gotta
we live in
game.
A suck city.
The most recent projection they did was Caps lose it in six.
Oh, stop it. Behave yourself.
I'm
all right.
Sorry.
On that note, we do have to take a break, and we will come back with more fun.
Cut a jet in half.
They cut it in half, honey.
That's
with
exciting.
A sword.
That's see, you know, you give Oscar CGI, and he'll be with you for life. Mm. He'll follow you around like a little puppy dog. That's the way it goes, you know. I love it.
Balls
we'll take
of
a break.
Fire on the ice.
Very exciting.
How come the ice don't melt?
It's so sweet. Anyway, we're going to talk raisins. We're going to talk raisins when
raisins?
We come back.
Raisins?
Mm. Yeah. Turn the radio up, Trip. We're talking food when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito. I'm the king of the wings. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern,
another one?
World famous Buffalo Wings, and the TMOS Bonus Show are two things that are worth paying for. If it's too tough for you to go to the MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Bonus Show button, then drop by Jimmy's and I'll teach you how to buy the Bonus Show. If you want to see the O'Mara's Pub wooden sign with your own two eyes, offer me a ride home. No, fuck it. I ain't doing it. Buy my Buffalo Wings and the Bonus Show. You will not be disappointed. No refunds. It'll be okay.
That's the fourth in a series of four.
Did he say,
Jimmy,
I'm not doing
Provost.
It?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Jimmy Provost. That means he's got my sign in his garage.
Yeah, he does.
He's got my sign in his garage. And,
for safekeeping.
Mike, if we could transport it here to Podcast Village and hang it up with in a prominent spot, would you be open to that?
1,000%.
Right?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. It should be hanging.
Awfully large.
It is. Mike, we've got 12, a lot of square footage.
Well,
that's
okay.
Empty.
I'd love to see it. That way,
it's larger than your painting.
Yeah, we can move the fridge.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you had a ribbon cutting ceremony with that sign at Podcast Village,
yes.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd call in. Welcome back
no,
to the show
Skype
brought
in,
to you
Mike.
By...
Mike, you're better than
by,
that.
Skype in. Thank you. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. The solution? 4hims.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. I hate doctor's offices, and that's why I love that 4hims.com They make it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/TMOS. That's forhims.com/TMOS. Don't wait. forhims.com/TMOS. And we thank you. All right, raisins. Let's talk raisins for a second.
Essentially, here, right? They're dried grapes.
Dried grapes and, yes?
Craisins.
Ah. They're crazy raisins.
No, they're cranberry raisins.
Oh.
Dried cranberry.
And let's not forget, they have dried cherries, too. That
also good.
Like big,
also good, yeah.
Raisins. But raisins themselves, there were Dole, the pineapple people,
yeah.
for a long time, they made raisins.
From California.
And they were
Hawaii.
They were super like fat, nice. Well, the raisins aren't from Hawaii.
Yeah, but Dole is based in Hawaii.
Well, the Dole pineapples
are based.
What about
the California raisins?
Oh, the great song. Yeah, Heard It Through the Grapevine. Mm-hmm. That's what Oscar thinks of because they're funny and they're made of clay.
I collected all six from Hardee's, or was it seven?
Hardee's?
Yeah, Hardee's gave away the California raisins for some time.
Wow, I did not know that. Mike, let's talk about your raisins.
I've totally forgotten what I was going to say.
Craisins, Mike.
Yeah,
we're talking
craisins. We're talking about raisins. Obviously, you have a question.
No.
You say that Dole used to sell raisins.
I love oatmeal, okay? I like whole oats, Irish oats or whole oats. It's good for you. It's a good breakfast. And I eat a ton of oatmeal, and that's what I have. That's my go-to for breakfast. I used to have these wonderful, fat, plump Dole raisins, and then they just went away. And we're back now to... what is it? Sun-made?
That's big raisin right there.
That's the big raisin, and they're the same raisin.
I think
raisins
are like the geriatric snack of North America, right?
Well, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? What is that?
Pony?
The geriatric snack, what, that I'm sitting around with a walker going, I have a handful, hon. Yeah. That's a peach. No.
Keep your regular.
Raisins are what I put in oatmeal for oatmeal raisin. That's the
ideal complement to oatmeal.
It's the additive. And my point is, are there any other raisins than big raisin sun-made? Because I'm looking for better raisins to put in my oatmeal.
Let me tell you another story. Here's the story of a man who buys many pounds of raisins every year because
your fruitcake.
Because they're key to fruitcakes.
Where do you get those?
Yeah. Well, those I buy, of course, on Amazon, but here's the deal. You can buy sun-made, but what you need to buy, they sell a package of tri-color raisins. Red, dark, and white grapes are together as raisins, and pardon me, for some reason, they are bigger and moister. I think it's because when you buy online, they don't sit on the shelf as long, and you're getting fresher raisins. Buy yourself a big bag of sun-made tri-color raisins on Amazon and tell me it's not a game changer.
Tri-color.
You know what? That is a wonderful, wonderful solution. I like that, but it gets me back to the original question. And I will do that, Rob.
And also there's another solution, too. And it's going to add an extra step. Before I put them in my fruitcake, I plump them, of course, in bourbon. You don't want to do that for breakfast.
No,
you
can do that.
But you can put, if you have really lousy dry raisins, put them in a little bit of water and simmer them for a minute and a half, and that'll plump them.
I do that because I put my oatmeal. I put.
Might as well just get grapes.
I don't even. What?
Might as well just get grapes at that point.
You're skinny. Shut up.
What I do is I put my raisins and my oatmeal in the bottom of the bowl, then I put a little water over the top of it, and then I put it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes.
Oh, so
bingo.
They plump as they cook.
I've got that. Then I pour a little plant-based milk on my oatmeal, and that's it, with just a dollop of maple syrup to sweeten it, and that's my go-to bread. You want to try that? Try it at home. But the question remains, what are you looking
at? Can I add something while you
come in
talk to your wife real quick?
Mrs. O'Mara is going to come in here.
Okay.
She's taping a special across the hallway. She decided she'd pop in. Come over here, honey.
Princess Carla.
Getting ready for her own royal wedding.
You got to pull that up because we're on TV now more than we've been before.
Princess Carla. Ooh,
lean down.
Looking
lean
good.
Down. Okay, don't show your cleavage.
Woo, woo, woo.
Carla.
No, don't
Carla,
let him fool you guys.
Carla.
I make the oatmeal most every day.
Yeah, and don't you put water and don't you put oatmeal and raisins and then a little water and then you put it in the microwave?
And you said a dollop of maple syrup.
A dollop of maple
That's
syrup.
That's not true.
Why is it not true?
Because he makes me put a lot of maple syrup.
Oh, stop it! I know. Okay, I like it sweet. I like my oatmeal sweet. Do you remember? Do you remember when we had the Dole raisins?
Yes.
Right.
And you remember, they're nowhere to be found anymore.
So Rob says they're tricolor raisins that you can get on Amazon from Sunmade, but they're plumper raisins.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready for the big migration north?
I'm ready.
With your little cherished black pug.
Yes, he's definitely
coming.
Is there anything we can do to make Beluga that bigger and moister?
I like to plump him in
a little bit.
Looking forward to it. That'll be a stress-free trip.
Bye.
I'll be on my best behavior.
Hey,
Carla warned me last night to be stress-free when it came to the dogs.
You gotta be sweet to them.
Yeah, and also avoid raisins in boxes because they're going to dry out.
Do you have any Xanax? I want to take a Xanax before I get on them.
During the Halloween season, right?
Right.
Every time I see people buying raisins, I wonder, like, why would you do that to yourself? Someone's going to egg your house.
Yeah, don't give out raisins. It's worse than giving out pennies.
The worst. Yeah. The worst.
I had in Halloween, I had someone give away popcorn balls.
Yes. Mrs. Anna Fry Chuck used to do that.
Which sucked.
Yeah, I hate popcorn those.
Let me add this. Gentlemen, the conversation you had about raisins and the science behind plumping your raisins up.
The Dole raisins were spectacular. Excuse me. Let me just say this. The Dole raisins were spectacular raisins.
Yeah. And you know what? I wouldn't be shocked if you found Dole raisins on Amazon.
Well, and listeners, if you want to help me out and let me know.
This inside baseball talk about your raisins and your oatmeal and your calories reminds me of the conversations we have when potheads figure out ways to get high with everyday supplies at home, right?
How do you get the seeds out of your stash to make
if
it
you
better,
if
man,
you guys man. Applied your raisin plumping techniques or the actual effort it takes into plumping them up to a level that you find adequate for your taste buds to curing cancer, you could do so much in life.
How does it feel up there on Mount Bolivia when you stand down and look at us and talk about that? Do you realize the research that went into my raisins were because I have to make the best fruitcakes in the world?
A lot of pressure.
Have to make them great. And so,
by the way,
it
should be pointed out, and I'm going to side with your brother, Oscar, because the fact is that, and I said the fact is, he does make the greatest fruitcake in the world. The demand for the fruitcakes has so exceeded what we dole out during the Christmas season. And, you know, it's stunning how many people want these.
Yes.
And anyone that's had them, I'll give myself my house as an example. We get two a year from Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
Carla still has hers in the freezer, not because she doesn't eat it, but because she eats it at special occasions, and she loves it, loves it, loves it. So I agree with him with that.
And it was many years to get there. And you know what? I had raisin missteps. It wasn't always easy.
But it is like everything. You will concur with
raisins.
Your brother.
Yes.
You will concur with your brother that after all these years, are you finally able to accept the reality that you do it because you like to do it?
Yeah. I like the whole
project.
Nothing
that you don't like to do that you really do with any real zeal. And you
love to do this.
If you love to do something, that's what
made
you
with
do
love
with passion and with energy.
The pompous of raisins.
If you don't like to do it, there is I could put hooks over your eyebrows,
right,
and pull the skin back like Idi Amin in that movie, but you wouldn't do it. I've tried. You don't do anything. Like, for example, when running the board, you don't like to do it.
No, I do like to do it.
Do you like to do it?
I do. I don't like not understanding some of the concepts of
but
it.
But you don't make any effort to understand.
It's been 2 years with that board.
Okay.
You've never taken it home and studied it and know every, like, you're intellectually capable of doing, but you don't. With fruitcakes, it's passion.
You can't,
you know,
plump an
every
iPad.
Detail.
Plump an iPad. It would break the iPad.
I tried.
Plump an iPad.
Mike, I simmered it for 2 minutes. And it got big for a second, and then it didn't work at all.
I just, before the show, I was listening to Oscar yell at you about the board, and I said it would be easy if you came in after a weekend. It would take you a weekend,
right?
With your intellectual capacity, and you were able to tell him how to do it.
Yeah, that would be whoa. Yeah,
it would
me.
Take all that crap off of your shoulders. Yeah.
It wouldn't really be lifted. He would never really admit, even if I was right. In the odd circumstance, if all the planets aligned and I was right over him, he still wouldn't admit it.
Let me ask this because I am
so out of the loop on this one.
Okay.
Because I do not work with
Mike
digital technology.
Moved.
Like you guys do. I work with analog technology. You can tell by looking at my camera down here that I'm in a different world. If you did it and you studied it, do you think you could teach your brother in the ways of digital audio production and shut him up forever on that?
May I take the question in two parts, Wayne?
Because if the answer is yes, then I would challenge you to do that.
All right, I will take the answer in two parts. Yes, I could eclipse him.
Yes.
But no, it wouldn't shut him up.
Oh.
Okay.
Because he will keep talking about it.
Does that mean you would not do it?
No, I will do it.
So you would, and then, you know, when we came in and we had our little tweaking sessions, you'd be able to shove it down his throat a little bit?
Yeah, shove it up my throat.
Yeah, nice big
plump iPad. I mean, I know that's not
in
your nature to do that.
But, I mean, to purge.
I'm curious.
No. There's plenty of that going on in this room without me doing it, so there's no need for me to, you know, well, one person has a specialty, and I don't want to step on his
toes. I am more than aware that on the show that he occasionally will falsely accuse, and he will mischaracterize. I know he does.
I've never seen that happen.
Mike O'Mara mischaracterized.
I'm talking about you, Oscar.
Excuse me.
I know I mischaracterize both on and off air, but you do too. You need to own it. You do it. You do it to him.
And I'm sure I do it too.
A spade.
All right.
I forgot he's part of that team. He works in the West Wing, so he's not going to apologize for anything.
That's Oscar Huckabee. We're both big bone now.
No, I will say this. Like, all shtick aside, there are now more and more opportunities to learn how things are going
on
in this
building.
And
offline, haven't I said this is how you're going to learn?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm teaching him. I just was frustrated.
And I understand what frustrates him too, because I watch you when you are making adjustments to our audio presentation, and the way your fingers dance over the soundboard, if you were in the movie The Hurt Locker, all right, you would say, for example, Jeremy Renner would have been injured. And so they send Rob Spiewak out to task it. And it's like, you've got 4 seconds left. You need to do this. Rob, don't you? And Rob would sit there and he'd go, do I touch this? Do I touch this? That's what would probably
happen. If I was in the movie, it would be the Extremely Hurt Locker. And Mike, here's a little dedication for you. This is Run DMC. This is Raisin Hell.
Nice.
Oh, I love this. There we go. See? Wonderful. I love that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. Hey, Vegas people, okay?
Yeah.
Just calm down. Just calm down. It's all going to be fine.
You already
fine.
Got a winning hockey team. Relax.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
that.
And we'll talk about my rent-a-car for Maine, which I'm excited about, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you'd like to have your note read on the Mike O'Mara Show, Mike and the guys would love to hear from you. Send your email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two Bs. Or drop your card or letter into the mailbox addressed to the Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. They also like packages, too. And now back to the TMOS Big Money Celebrity Match. Here's Mike.
Wow.
We're seeing them this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're going to be at Jimmy's on Saturday.
Mike. Jim Amato.
And Mrs. Amato.
Oh, she's going to be there as well?
Yeah, they're on vacation. Nice. They're on the way from Pittsburgh to the Outer Banks, I think.
Give them a big wet kiss for me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Quip. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. I found that out when I went in for my teeth cleaning. And they said, what do you use? What toothbrush do you use? I say, I use Quip. It's an electric toothbrush. She said, I know of Quip. It's wonderful. Got to get your lowers. Most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. What makes Quip so different? Quip is an electric toothbrush that is a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, but still packs the big vibrations to clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes. That's very important to do it for 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Quip's subscription plans deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that goes right on the mirror, and it's beautiful. It's space-age looking. Everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named Time's Best Inventions. And Quip is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers. They all use Quip every day.
You know what they never say in the spot? Quip has the best bristles of any toothbrush I've ever used. They don't fray. They don't get beat down. They stay perfect the entire length of time you're using it, and your teeth feel cleaner because you're using a better brush.
Mm. Quip starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. GETQUIP.com/TMOS. And we thank you, gentlemen. Vegas people. Look, we're on it.
Some more context, Mike.
Give
a thumbnail for those new to the show.
All right. So we are the Mike O'Mara Show has a yearly conclave. Mm-hmm. It is a last year was our very first destination experiment where we offered up a location that was not in one of our prime locations, which is the market of Washington, D.C., and the market of Reno, Sacramento, where we kind of have our coagulation of listenership. We decided we'd try something different and go to a special location. Well, it was an overwhelming success. It was a mind-bending success. We were thrilled with it that our listeners wanted to travel and go to a fun city to see us. And at the end of our New Orleans show, we made the promise that we were going to do another show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you that we are very, very excited about the progress we are making with this, but we are ironing out the very last minute details.
Legal.
And we are going to have an announcement soon for you about where and when. And a lot of people have said, well, you did it a year. We did it a year in advance for New Orleans because we were testing the water and we wanted to give people plenty of time. I realize there are people that plan their vacations a year in advance. There are many of you that do that. We understand it. We get it. You have an idea, a ballpark idea of when we're going to be in Las Vegas, and we're going to let you know the details when we can. Oscar is working diligently behind the scenes to iron out details about where we're going to be. It's going to be fun. We've got some added value stuff that we're planning that's going to
be
very... But let me just say this, and this is a super tease, and I know you're going to hate me for it, but I'm doing it anyway. These value-added propositions are money makers for the show. Mm-hmm. They are fundraisers for the show.
Shake your money maker.
But they're, you know, we realize that, like any listening audience, there are haves and have-nots.
Yes.
And yes, I'm here to tell you these value-added propositions will be designed to totally exploit the haves and give you one-of-a-kind experiences.
Yeah.
So that's all going to be happening, and we're going to have clarity on it. Why are you shaking your head? Marketing manager, why are you shaking your head?
I think, Mike, the way we need to spin it.
I'm being honest that we're going to do, the three of us are doing something special.
Your special thing is for the haves. The rest is for the have-nots.
Or the gonna-haves.
No, the show is going to be special.
No, you're the only one that's doing something bougie. We're the one.
I'm not doing anything
Rob
bougie.
Rob and I are the men of the people. Come to us.
Come and play.
We are your pastor in the TMOS world.
We're going to continue this discussion. We are going to continue this discussion when we iron out all the details and we make the announcement of what...
But remember, coming up, when we make the announcement, it will be the show.
Shut up!
And I've got a name for the value added.
All right, I'm trying.
Yeah, he's trying to talk.
God
just because
Almighty,
you and I are the listener's friend, and he's not. Oh, excuse me. You were saying my
name. Now you pipe up. I just want to. My point I'm trying to make here is that we're going to, the three of us separately, will be doing something special when we're in Las Vegas, and it's going to be something that we don't do. Donations anymore.
No.
We don't do fundraisers.
We'll take them if you want to give them, though.
Sure.
But this is going to be, you can consider what we're doing to be a fun, it is a fundraiser. It is because I want to be honest with our listening audience as we've always been. The honest fact is that podcasts are so many, there's so many of them, that there are constantly needs to monetize what we do so we can pay our light bill and so we can keep everybody doing this show that you love. So this is going to be our fundraiser.
Yes.
But I'm saying that the three of us are all going to be doing individual things that people are going to be able to participate in.
It's a fantasy weekend.
And it's going to be special, but it's going to be extremely exclusive, and it's going to be great. And we're really excited about it because it's going to be fun for the people that get to do it with us, and it's going to be a fundraiser for the show because we need to do that, especially after paying for interns to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's going to be, it's the truth.
I know.
It's the truth, and we can't keep doing these things unless we figure out ways to support it. And the best thing about this is we're not just saying, donate to the show or buy a subscription to the bonus show. We're doing stuff that's going to be, I think, very, very cool.
I love the idea.
And by the way, mine is not bougie, you dink. It's just something special.
But Oscars will be boozy.
Oscars will be boozy with there's a tease.
Yes.
There's a tease.
And I have a name. I'd like to suggest a name for these value-added propositions.
Hey, can I say this? Yeah. Oscars will be boozy. Yours will be nerdy.
Yes.
And mine will be perfect.
Of course.
Mike's will be exclusive.
So stay tuned.
No, yours will be exclusive.
Well, we're all going to be exclusive.
He's so afraid to
I'm
not
the TMZ bus,
the common
Mike,
man.
And you are in a town car.
You can lick it. You can lick it.
Somewhere with a chosen few.
Boys.
Now, why are you distancing yourself from this? Because we discussed this. Yours is going to be exclusive as well.
No, it's not
going
to be.
All of them are going to be exclusive.
It's not going to be.
They're all going to be exclusive
because they're special.
It's not going to be single digits. You pick something that you love that you think everybody's going to be into.
It is going to be single digits.
Wow.
And that's my
for Mike's.
Yeah. So no, for yours. I'm making.
Oh,
you don't
want to make more money? You're going to cut yourself up the nose to spite your face?
Oh, shut up!
Cut yourself off your nose to spite your face.
You know what I mean.
Everybody, stay tuned and figure out how you can be a part of the Mike O'Mara Show Make-A-Wish excursion.
We did not discuss announcing that. We still have to sell out the show.
I know.
I'm just teasing because
I hope the show isn't single digits.
I hope not.
I'm getting antsy about the trip. I'm ready. I'm ready to share it with the world, and I know that there's stuff that needs to be done, and I know I'm excited about it.
Why don't we throw it out there and
I know
just
you
give
get
them
nervous
a date?
Huh?
Why don't we just give them a date?
A date for when we're going to be out there?
Yes.
But because if we give them a date, they're going to, I don't want to let people down if the I's don't get dotted and the T's don't get crossed. You know, I mean,
it's going to happen regardless.
Your call. You want to
yes.
stand by that? Go
yes.
ahead. Give them a date. Give them a date.
First week in November. First week in November.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. First weekend in November.
You do you. Now step off, people.
That's right. And get ready for all your dreams to come
true.
We're
not responsible if you don't get tickets, though. That's on you.
No.
Don't hold your hand.
Right. Okay, I'm fine with that. Let me just. It's going to be the weekend of November 2nd.
Yes.
Cool.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fabulous Las Vegas,
and I would
Nevada.
Suggest you're there November 2nd. Just a suggestion.
There, that's pretty much telling you when we're going to do the live show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's Friday night.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to be involved in Mike's exclusive.
Or Oscars. Or mine.
Or Rob's.
If you want to be involved in any of our exclusive,
single-digit Make-A-Wish excursions,
right? We'll have details coming up.
Yes, yes. Stay tuned.
That's all I want to say.
You might have to bring supplies for one of them.
He is the greatest, isn't he? And the worst at the same time.
He hates not being the common everyman.
I know.
He hates the fact. But it's going to be special.
Yes.
All of these things are going to be special.
It's
going
to be a great
one. And we're
one.
Excited about it, too.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
We thought that the way we're talking about it
means we're excited about it.
Yeah.
We are excited, and that's why I'm talking about it. And I think it's going to be fun, and it's going to be special. Yeah.
No morals allowed.
That's right.
Don't judge.
But also, right. Oscars, there will be a dress code for Oscars because it's so exclusive. You will need to wear a tuxedo. So pack your tux.
Tuxedo t-shirts work.
And we might as well mention yours because your uniform will be cargo shorts with white ankle socks. Yeah.
Yes.
Bag
exactly.
lunches, Mike.
And
bag
hard,
lunches. Bag
and
lunches.
Hard shoes.
We're working out the details.
And binoculars.
We may provide a box lunch. We may.
No, we're not. We don't have the budget for that.
I'm just saying it.
Checky.
I'm just saying we might.
We're looking forward to it.
I heard you're bringing a bad box lunch.
And, hey, listen, and it's because of our incredible support that we've got that we're able to do these things. And we look forward to them. And I look forward to them once a year. I really do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look forward to them twice a year, but I look forward to them once a year. I really do. It's going to be special.
Not perfect, twice a year.
Perfect schedule.
I'm already thinking of 2019, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 2019, and I'll even tease for 2019, even though I haven't brought it up to anybody. 2019 will be the year that I don't have to get on a plane. There you have it. There it is. There it is. Thank you.
Because of the impending death?
All right, question to you. Oscar used to yell at me because I got, I would surf the net and I would get news by
the Russians
by going
did
to
it
Yahoo.
To you,
Mike. God,
the
are you?
Did it to you.
Okay, clickbait. Here's a question, and this is a legitimate question. I might sound like a rube asking it.
No, it's good.
Do you think that will there ever be regulation to the extent of taking these regular websites and removing clickbait? And when I say clickbait, let me explain. Mm. I go and I want to see the news of the day. I want to see North Korea and Donald Trump. I want to see Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and whatever. And they're there and they're doing that. And then you get down deeper into these news headlines, and you will see, I wrote this one down, okay? Cops called after men find real-life Mowgli. And you look at that, and, you know, so somebody say there's some dink that likes the Jungle Book, and he decides that he's going to look at this and go, oh, this is interesting. And he opens it up, and because he didn't look on the in the tiny little gray lettering that says, sponsored.
Yeah.
And he didn't look at that. And suddenly, he doesn't get a story about the cops finding the real-life Mowgli. What he finds is he has to click through 12, 13 different screens because they give you a paragraph. And then a paragraph, and it's 99% of the time, it's complete BS.
Yeah.
It's BS in the story. It's BS in the picture that's used to sell the story because it's not related. And I find it standard operating practice with websites, but I also find it inherently deceptive
and
dishonest, and I'd like to see them outlaw that.
There are two great things that you see on them. First of all, you know how they, when you're doing a preview on Facebook, there's only a certain number of words they can put up before you have to click through to see the rest of the sentence. It always stops at a point where it's vague, and you have to click through to hear, like, the most incredible thing you ever saw, and it happened in your... And then it stops, and so it draws you in.
And it draws you in, but it's also obvious to me that it is written many times by a foreign entity.
And translated roughly, yeah.
And translated roughly because the... So, Oscar, I don't know whether you and Todd have ever discussed this, but
I'm looking it up as we speak. We have discussed this.
And another one is, you mentioned the pictures. One of my favorites, and I see this all the time, it says, you won't believe the way your favorite sitcom stars look now.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture.
Classic one.
And then there's a picture of Cindy Brady from the Brady Bunch as a kid, and then, like, a woman dying of smoking meth next to her. And then you go to the article, and Cindy Brady's not mentioned.
It's just, not even mentioned for the entire clickbait.
No, it's not.
You look at it because you're curious about Cindy Brady, and it's just so sordid. It's so dishonest. Oscar, what say you?
Okay, we have to look at our past before we can look at our present. It's important to note, right?
Okay.
When you were younger, you probably didn't notice this as much until we got into, I would say, the early 2000s, when in magazines, you would see sections of the magazine that had articles that looked a little different, but kind of looked like it was part of the magazine, but they were really advertisements.
Oh, you know who used to do that a lot? Parade.
Okay.
The Sunday.
And then they
put
advertisement up at the top.
And small, small print. Mm-hmm. Small print, right? Mm-hmm. So that was effective advertising because people would just, they were used to reading through magazines, and then you'd go into a different section of the magazine and say, wow, like this is so interesting. And then you'd wait a second, this feels like a sales ad.
Right.
And then you'd look up and be like, advertisement. Right? A top right hand corner in like Helvetica skinny font, light, and you would barely be able to read it.
Right.
That premise was pulled and is essentially just ripped off and put onto any website that took advertising. And advertisers found out really fast that if you were on a news site and people were gathering news, if you made their ads look like they were news stories, people were more willing to click through.
Inherently dishonest.
Yes. Yep. And look, you're not the only one. I think everybody in this room, I can't speak for everybody, has clicked on a story and be like, oh, I wonder what this is. And you realize right away, you're like, F, I got to get out of this browser.
These historical pictures will make your jaw drop.
You won't believe what Pamela Anderson's boobs look like now, right?
They're all dishonest.
Who doesn't want to know?
And they do that on TV, too. They have 30-second that almost look like PSA news updates, and it's a medicine commercial. It starts with a commercial.
To answer your question, the day those ads stop being effective, because the way that they rank them is not – most of these ads are not the type of ads that give you some sort of ROI. It's exposure ads, right? It's branding.
Right.
So if you're looking for clicks, because
just
a lot
getting
of,
impressions,
you just want impressions,
mm-hmm. right?
So if they work technically, because you're getting click through, and
so that answers
charging
my
somebody.
Question. Yeah. When will that ever change?
When they stop working.
And the answer is never. No. So that's it.
Yeah.
That's
we're
it.
Too well, stupid.
My dad has so sad. Many viruses on his computer. And I swear, it was from porn. I was like, you dirty old dog. And I went into his computer and I realized, no, this dummy is just clicking on the clickbait.
Yeah. Oscar, the news story said you'll never believe what this beautiful teacher wore in front of her students.
I've seen and that one. I've definitely clicked through that.
And I never saw the picture they showed in the advertisement with the woman showing her brassiere.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. Yeah, we're all – and I think men are probably – I'd love to see the stats on it, but men are obsessed.
The worst.
Of course.
One of the computers here – and this is how great the tracking is, and I know we're closing up. One of the computers here is strictly used by the Hey Phrase crew, right?
Okay.
In the podcast village. And there are more dude click-through ads on that browser. I'm like, whoa, what is going on here?
Sarah. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with Oscar's take
Oscar's
right here.
Oscar's take.
On the Michael Merritt. Oscar's take.
Raisins.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
Engaged. And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. RobinJoeShow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Yeah, I was going to click congratulations on his page, but I thought it might be a ruse. I thought it might be some shtick.
He said, you won't believe the way he proposed to his girlfriend.
Joe Robinson, congratulations on getting engaged.
Yes.
And awesome. I look forward to you probably hear all about it on the Rob and Joe Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. We want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase. You're starting to hear this. We hope you keep doing it. It's huge for the show. Click Amazon at the top of the TMOS website. Please do that for us. Super easy, and that'll guarantee we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
What's that you say, Mike? You got invited to the royal wedding, but you don't have a thing to wear?
No, nothing at all.
I know. You went through your closet, your drawers. You couldn't find anything.
Nothing. No, nothing at all.
Do you realize you can get a 3-piece tailored bridegroom black morning suit tuxedo as they wear at the royal wedding for $129 on Amazon? All sizes. They will custom fit it to you. Look how beautiful that is.
Looking
gorgeous.
Good.
Classic.
Looking good.
Are you going to be wearing that to our live show?
A morning suit? Yeah. Sure. Yeah,
okay,
I'd love to.
Done and
the
done.
Only problem, the only Mr. problem Vegas. Is having to find a top hat the right size, but I have lots of time to find it. So yeah,
well,
get
by
this
the way,
beautiful
if you don't
suit.
Have that, I can bring one for
yeah,
you.
Feld so, Entertainment.
It's wrong size though, and it's a little busy.
Really? A little busy for your liking?
Well, if you're going to wear a morning suit, you want to go with a silk. You know,
you've
something.
Worn probably a leopard right print suit.
It's probably the right size for you.
Really?
It's huge. It's big on me. The
don't
hat.
Just look at it. Eat it.
All right. Anyway, Amazon really does have everything. You find the morning suit and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Get clicking, you Amazonians. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
And comment on the news of the day that Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
May or may not affect you, as only our Oblivion Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, fresh from his 4x4 mm-hmm. painting, hanging in the Big O and Duke Studios. Five. I thought Chad said it was four.
I was going under the impression that it was five.
Who's counting? It's massive. It's huge.
Mm-hmm. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, if you really want to relax on vacation, plan to splurge on a plane ticket or a whole lot of gas, because a quick trip for a few hours, driving away might not do it. A new study found the average person can't really relax and forget about work until they are at least 1,000 miles away from their boss. Mm.
Lucky that you're in Florida.
Gentlemen.
One in five said they're more likely to check their email and answer work calls if they're closer to home. 50% of people said they checked their work email from their hotel room during their vacation. 25% have checked it while hanging out by the pool. 3% have even checked their work email while they were in a swimming pool. The top five work-related things we do on vacation are check email, reply to an email, take a call from the boss, take a call from a colleague, or work on a project. I thought this was a perfect story to start Oscar's take with.
Oscar's take.
I believe this is true for those that can disengage, right? Mm-hmm. The people that can disengage when you get on a plane are the people who don't give an F and are into their cocktails before they actually are into their computer.
Yeah.
And
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
And you can see right away, and but it's super simple. Me. If you are looking to the left and right of you, if someone pulls out their laptop as soon as they hit ding, you can now take out your computers.
Right.
They are the a-hole that is stuck in this world of working. They can never disengage.
Right.
Those that are just asking, can I get two bottles instead of one? Or can I get the entire soda can?
Yeah.
Those are the people that are really loving life.
Loving life.
They're
there
loving life
like
and
that
enjoying
Oscar's
it.
Take. Yeah. That's a good
Oscar's
start.
Take, yeah.
Very good. Oscar, does money feel better when you earn it? Or are you so sick of spending every day that at that grind that you just wish some long-lost aunt would die and leave you a fortune in her will? A new survey asked people if they'd rather earn $1 million or be given $1 million. And the majority of people say, just hand it to me. 52% would rather be given a mill. 37% would rather earn it. And then the rest of the D aren't sure. When that surprised me, I would think people would want to, I certainly would want to earn it rather than have it handed.
Well, you and 37% of the people are lying, Mike. It is so much better to win it.
Yeah.
And the gambling man in you knows that.
Yeah.
When you effing win it, it is the sense of euphoria. It's better than the first time you got you know what wet for guys. And it is the absolute best. The first time I ever won money was not on a scratcher at 7-Eleven. Was when I was in Las Vegas and I didn't have the money to effing gamble. I barely had the money to be in Vegas. And
right.
I remember a friend of mine, Michael Corleone, staking me at a table I shouldn't have been at. Mm-hmm. And we won roughly $6,000 in the
there you
clip
go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of 2 hours. I didn't even know how to play blackjack. They were trying to, they were cycling out these dealers trying to cool me down. And they couldn't, Mike. They couldn't.
He was red hot. He was red hot.
I haven't felt that great in my life since then.
Oh, man. We got to get one
Oscar's
table.
Take.
Even if it's a low table, we got to sit at one table one night. We really
so
do.
Much fun.
Here's a personal question. Are you wearing your underwear correctly, Oscar?
Oh.
You might not be if you do anything from this list of five common underwear mistakes. You can take them all as a whole. We'll
Please.
Just go
so
through
to
the
speak.
Whole list. Number five. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number five, not buying new ones. A recent study found you should be throwing out your underwear and buying new ones about every year. Well, yeah, I would say that sounds fair.
Yeah.
It's because bacteria like E. coli can build up.
Even
if you wash them regularly. Number four, putting them in the dryer. The heat in a dryer breaks down fabrics, so the elastic in your waistband will stretch out. Number three, wearing them to bed. That's what I do. It keeps that area from getting air, and there's a possibility of trapped moisture causing problems.
Gross.
Oh.
So you go commando at bedtime? Is that what they're saying to do?
I think so, yeah.
I used to do that. Then I realized it wasn't cool.
Wearing the wrong size. Underwear that's too big looks saggy and messy, but too tight underwear is even worse because it can cause chafing and irritation. And number one, not wearing cotton. Silk and synthetic fabrics don't breathe like cotton does, which can create a breeding ground for bacteria.
This is big cotton getting involved. I see it. I read it, Mike. I'm going to take it at face value, though. I have been wearing boxer briefs since I was a kid, right? Because it just... Tidy whiteys, I think they went out of style probably when I was 13. And I'll tell you that
I'm so turned on right
different
now.
Different underwear will fit you in a different way.
Okay.
And as of late, this athletic cut for men, which is basically you're wearing nut huggers, not my style. My wife, God bless her. She went out to there's a Calvin Klein store on M Street. She came back with some underwear, sent her back. I said, I'm not wearing that. This is not European. I'm not the European guy. I don't want these bikini briefs. They're now in style.
Okay.
No, I'm not playing that game. You give me some solid Marshalls, Calvin Klein underwear, not full price. We go to TJ Maxx. You get off the, you know, off the rack.
Yeah.
Fell off the truck. Good to go. Good to go.
Mockley Casino had a TJ Maxx gift card giveaway night. All right, moving right along. Yeah, I'm pathetic, and I admit it. Welcome back. Prince Harry, Oscar, and Meghan Markle has inspired a new strain of legal weed. A medical marijuana grower in Oregon named Tyler Dooley
has come up
with a new strain called Markle Sparkle.
Oh, that's nice.
And yeah, he's cashing in on Meghan's name, but that's okay because he's family.
Oh no.
She has the greatest network of PWT I have ever seen in my life. Tyler is Meghan's nephew.
Yeah.
So what's the scoop on Markle Sparkle? Well, it smells like blueberries, helps relieve pain, anxiety, insomnia, and according to the website leafbuyer.com, it makes you feel energized, tingly, and euphoric. There you go.
Energized,
Meghan's family. Mm.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I'm starting to feel bad for Meghan Markle.
Mm. I might be too, to be honest with you.
The idea that her family is so horrible, so terrible, that the only person from her family that's coming to the wedding is her mother.
Yes.
Right.
Speaks volumes of what's happening in that family dynamic.
Yeah, the only sanctioned people coming to the wedding.
Yes.
A lot of these rube trash folks.
Hanger honors.
Yeah, hangers
flying into a hotel and having like meet and greets and stuff like that. It's disgusting.
Classy.
It really is.
Right? And think about this. Of all the people you think are going to be trashing gossip hounds, the entire cast of Suits has not peeped a word about her private life to the tabloids.
I know, but the family out of control.
Right?
You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's
Take. And finally, Oscar, on Tuesday, YouPorn launched the Couples Chemistry Quiz, an easy app that helps couples discover their mutual sexual curiosities. Here's the quote from YouPorn. For many partnerships, communicating secret desires with one another can be intimidating. So we created this quiz to make the conversation easy, entertaining, and efficient. That's Charlie Hughes. He's vice president of YouPorn.
Charlie.
Charlie said, it eliminates the awkward uncertainties and gets right to the point of what you and your partner are interested in trying.
Guys, anybody that knows this space, like I know this space, knows that the hub that is porn is the Coca-Cola of websites. YouPorn is your Safeway.
Wow, all websites?
YouPorn is your Safeway Select for adult sites. Mm-hmm. They always have to come up with some great deal or splashy sale to move their product. If you gotta reinvent yourself on the psychological level, you're not doing it right. What's on the site should be enough. So stay away from YouPorn. Go to the Coca-Cola of adult sites,
exactly,
which is Pornhub.
Levi's.
Pornhub, there it is. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. I knew he'd have a strong opinion on
Oscar's
that one.
Oscar's Take.
Hand-picked Oscar's Take this week. We will take a break and come back with Rob's fantastic Friday audio vault. He always gets the best vegetables and puts them on the audio
organic
vault.
Organic today.
No
all organic.
No raisins.
Yeah. Delicious. We'll be right back.
Once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Informed. Intelligence, irreverence, political persuasion.
Hey, I'm Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, the Russia investigation celebrates its one-year anniversary, and we wonder if the president is getting Bob Mueller a paper tiger to celebrate. North Korea goes back to brinksmanship, and T-Rex Tillerson takes a veiled bite out of Trump, saying the country is facing a crisis of ethics.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
And, of course, I make fun of Chris Freitz for being on TV. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show. It's a good episode.
Boy, it's sure getting hot.
How dare you plug the show on Fox?
Yeah, I know. Bastard. It's a good time of year to stay in your swelter shelter and run that blessed air conditioning until your lips turn blue. But how will you pass the time? Well, you idiot, how about the TMOS bonus show? 60 extra minutes of uncensored commercial-free fun that's cooler than the underside of a penguin's...
What?
What are you doing to me?
You want to take that again?
60 extra minutes of uncensored commercial-free fun that's cooler than the underside of a penguin's ball sack.
Pretty cool.
That's cold.
It's the most fun we have all week. So buy it and tell Mother Nature and her hot flashes to go to hell. She sucks. The TMOS bonus show is the most fun you can have in of doors. Big laughs and lovely air-cooled comfort. Plus, chillaxing inside will alleviate those pesky allergies. The TMOS bonus show, it's nothing to sneeze at. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Just go to MichaelMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, the TMOS bonus show. It's as cool as a cast iron toilet on the shady side of an iceberg. I have to read
That's
it again.
Hilarious.
The TMOS bonus show. It's as cool as a cast iron toilet on the shady side of an iceberg. So please quit sucking and thank you. And now, without further ado, let's open up the.
We work with a madman.
By the way, if you have a cast iron toilet, it's magnificent.
Who thinks
cast
about
iron
that?
Toilet on the shady side of an iceberg?
You know, because the sun, it casts a long shadow, an iceberg does.
That's how cool we are.
All right, you know, I wasn't going to lead with this, but since we're talking icebergs, let's talk about global climate change.
Ooh.
Okay.
Luckily, there is a guy in the House of Representatives. His name is Mo Brooks. He's solved it. It's not global warming or climate change. No, it's that all these rocks and things are rolling into the ocean and causing the level to rise. What? He actually said this. On the Senate committee floor. To this.
Every single year that we're on Earth, you have huge tons of silt deposited by the Mississippi River, by the Amazon River, by the Nile, by every major river system, and for that matter, creek, all the way down to the smallest systems. And every time you have that soil or rock, or whatever it is that is deposited into the seas, that forces the sea levels to rise because now you've got less space in those oceans.
Oh, God.
Because the bottom is moving up. What about
I'm pretty sure
the White
that's
Cliffs of Dover, California, where you have the waves crashing against the shorelines, and time again you're having the cliffs crash into the sea. All of that displaces water, Jesus. Which forces it to rise, does it not?
I'm pretty sure that on human timescales, those are minuscule effects.
So he says that really the reason the oceans are rising, it's the same like when you put an ice cube in a glass of water. That's all it is.
We are royally.
Are we at a stage now where you're just completely disregarding
make stuff up?
People that are educated, and you just get out and you go, here's my theory. And then they go, you're right, Mo. That's right, dumbass, dumb Mo.
I'm going to bring that up at the Senate tomorrow.
God.
I'm going to ask that guy from the EPA, that commie, this is how it works.
I didn't trust him when I realized he spelled his name without an E. It's just M-O.
If the Pope is talking about science,
yes.
People, don't you think you should open your eyes?
So the next time you go skipping a stone in the ocean, remember,
you're making rising sea level.
You're making the sea level rise, so don't be a jerk. All right, remember when you lived in Manassas, you had a neighbor that had two pretty big parrots. That you would see them, behind that you would see them outside.
Yeah, it also had two scoops.
And it was
raisins,
parrot scoops. But I don't like parrots for a couple reasons. I don't like birds.
Why don't you like parrots?
They live too long. No animal should live to be like 80.
Not in their 90s. They actually go into their 90s.
Yeah, wow, I don't like that. Incredible. I don't trust that. And also, I don't like that they talk. So this is a beautiful bird, the Norwegian blue. This is the African gray. All right, this is a parrot called the African gray. He lives in Florida. His name
of course
is
he does.
Petra, and he's figured out how to turn Alexa, make Alexa turn the lights on and off, and he's driving his owner crazy because all day the lights just go on and off and on and off and on and off.
Alexa, all lights off.
Okay.
Alexa.
Hello.
Power center.
Hi there.
Alexa.
Alexa, I love you.
He's just talking to somebody.
Petra.
He thinks he's talking to somebody.
Petra loves the Alexa. And also, Petra knows over 300 words in commands. So
Petra,
I don't trust that.
By the way, in Rounders, Petra is the name of the lady that runs the illegal poker game.
Oh, yeah.
I like the name Petra.
Yeah, Petra.
It's nice.
I like Petra in that movie.
Very solid movie.
Hey, Mike, do you want me to stay? Petra, I'm sorry. Just a memory of Petra. Sorry.
Remember when you were listing on your calling the hockey goals yesterday, some of your favorite actors of all time? You said, I think George Clooney and Tom Hanks. One of my favorites has always been Michael Keaton, going way back to like Mr. Mom. And he's still a classy guy. He delivered the commencement at Kent State yesterday. He went there.
Now Keaton drops it back to Shelley Long. Now Shelley Long over to Ted Danson and back to Woody Harrelson. Now Woody Harrelson docks it over to Frazier. That's right, Kelsey Grammer has made his debut and he's having a fantastic game. Now Kelsey Grammer dishes back to Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton back over to Shelley Long and back to Keaton. Keaton is about to take a slap shot. Keaton with the slap shot. There he goes. Let's see what happens. Take the goddamn slap shot. 23 seconds. And he
scores.
Yeah!
Woo! Just too long. Thank you.
All right, Michael Keaton yesterday, he went to Kent State. He did not graduate, but he went there for a little while, and he did the commencement. Right. I think this is a pretty cool way. How would you like to be graduating college, and you get this as your closing?
Welcome home.
Thank you very much. I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important, and if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
Thought that was pretty
that
cool.
That would be cool. That'd be cool.
And I always get jealous because we just had an exec from GE deliver our commencement. It was the most boring thing in the world. It was revealed yesterday 25% of Americans have not read a book within the last year. So Jimmy Kimmel did one of his classic Man on the Street interviews. I've got two short tapes for you here. You want to really feel good about America? Here are real life Americans being asked about books.
Can you name a book?
Oh, yes. I don't read books.
Can you name a book?
No.
Can you name?
So they're asking people to name a book, and they cannot name a book.
A book.
A book.
Any book.
Later on in the bit, one guy says, The Lion King.
How weird is that?
But you can't name a book? But this is the closer. This was my favorite moment. They asked about the last book that you read.
What was the last book you read?
Jeez. I need books. Sorry. I am totally blanking out on books.
What do you do for a living?
I was a librarian.
She was a librarian.
No. You know, I have no idea why this popped into my head.
Yeah.
For some reason, it just like a screen, The Catcher in the Rye.
That's a great one.
Why did that pop into my head? I don't even remember when I read it.
So you don't even know if it affected you when you read it.
But the other one, but for some reason, they're classic. The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest
Super Fudge.
Also great.
What was it? What was
Super
yours?
Fudge.
Super Fudge. It was a tween. It was for tweens, right? Yeah. And of course, Mike, my answer always, The Holy Bible.
There you go, Rob.
That's your magic audio
book.
Ball. Yes. Have a great. That's the good book. Have a great weekend, everybody.
There we go. All right, I closed it. Did you hear it?
I heard it. It's closed. Now it's open. Now it's closed. Open.
It's open. It's closed.
Now it's closed.
All right, that's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2-0007 each day. On average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, this is Rick, Mike, Doc Emmerich, inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.